The Force Field is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, for IT service providers, it's The Force Field with Rick Savoia. And now, here is your host, Rick Savoia.
Greetings, providers. Welcome to the unofficial podcast for IT service providers, The Force Field. I am your host, Rick Savoia, and during the next half hour, we'll cover the news, views, reviews, and interviews for and about the IT industry and the Force Field community. Our call-in segment and comment line is open to all listeners Saturday nights from 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern. Call 407-278-5698. That's 407-278-5698. Or you can call in via Skype at Savoia Computer if you'd like to be part of the show. If you recently started a computer business or are just starting one now, chances are you are having an easier time than I and my peers did. When I first started my business, there were very few resources available to guide me along the way, and few others already in the business who were willing to help. There were no handy computer business books or tutorials, no dedicated, easy-to-access computer business forums, no computer business management software, no generic computer business document templates, and no podcasts, period. If you wanted to get into the computer business, good luck. You were on your own. Today, the resources are everywhere, most of them at the click of a mouse. There are a number of computer business books available. There are tutorials, forums, websites, applications, document templates, and, of course, podcasts, such as The Force Field. The abundance of resources makes it easy to start a computer business, and today's technology makes it even easier and cheaper to market one. Although there is a cost for some of these resources, many of them are available for no cost at all, other than your own time. Today we are going to talk with a computer consultant who took his own experiences in the industry, wrote an e-book with helpful tips for other computer business owners, and is giving it to them free. But first, let's take a look at what's going on elsewhere in the IT industry. AMD was awarded $12.6 million from the U.S. Department of Energy for two research projects associated with the DOE's Extreme Scale Computing Research and Development Program, also known as Fast Forward. According to an AMD press release July 11th, the DOE award provides up to $9.6 million to AMD for processor-related research and up to $3 million for memory-related research. Make Use Of is offering a free ebook called Your Guide to Solid-State Drives. This 21-page guide will help you learn about solid-state drives in a manner that's enjoyable to read and easy to understand, while still providing plenty of useful information. The free ebook is available to qualified professionals. To receive your free ebook, go to theforcefield.tradepub.com/free/w_make30 or click on the link in the show notes for this episode. If you Yahoo, you'd better check your password. Over 400,000 of them have been stolen. The theft allegedly took place July 11th, and Yahoo confirmed the theft the next day. In a statement to TechCrunch July 12th, Yahoo said it was working to fix the issue and advised users to change their passwords. Really? And finally, BetaWorks reports that it has acquired Digg. Remember Digg? It was once one of the most prominent social media sites on the net, at one time worth well over $100 million. Within the last couple of years, it has become a shadow of its former self, partly due to the rise of other social media giants such as Facebook, and partly because of its own blunders, such as the unpopular Extreme Makeover Digg edition launched in 2010. their members did not dig it. Dig dug itself into such a public relations hole with their members over the site redesign, their membership dropped substantially almost overnight. If Dig is dead, it's not quite buried. BetaWorks is trying to dig it back up. According to a recent entry in the BetaWorks blog, Dig will be turned back into a, quote, startup, unquote. In other words, there's nowhere to go but up. According to the Wall Street Journal, Dig sold for a mere $500,000. And that's the news in the force field. There are many aspects of owning and operating a computer business. Unfortunately, the formality of paperwork is one of those that is often overlooked until the moment it's needed. Work orders, contracts, service checklists, and invoices are things every business owner needs, but doesn't always have the time, experience, or patience to create from scratch. And the legal documents, such as maintenance contracts? Don't get me started on that. Fortunately, you don't have to start from square one. Bryce Whitty at TechNibble has just released a kit that has it all, the Computer Business Kit. The Computer Business Kit contains over 30 ready-to-use legal documents, computer business forms, and marketing templates to help you protect yourself and look professional. Invoices, terms of sale, maintenance contracts, it's all here in a compilation of easy-to-use and customizable forms and legal documents. But that's not all. The kit also includes 27 marketing templates, lists of suppliers in the U.S., U.K., Canada, and Australia, lists of computer recyclers, and discounts on many leading computer products. Bryce has already done the hard work of creating these templates, so you don't have to. All you need to do is replace the sample logo and contact details with yours, and you're ready to go. If you paid a lawyer to draft similar documents, it would cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars. With the Computer Business Kit, you can get started for only $99. The Computer Business Kit is instantly downloadable and comes with a money-back guarantee. And each purchase through the Force Field will help keep the Force Field podcast going and help keep the site online. To order the Computer Business Kit, simply go to technibble.com/AFF/Force Field. Or click on the link in the show notes in the RSS feed for this episode. You're listening to The Force Field, and this is the part of the show I look forward to the most, as it is the opportunity to talk to my fellow professionals in the field. If you'd like to talk or leave a comment to use in an upcoming episode, you can call me at 407-CPU-JOY-8. That's 407-278-5698, or through Skype at Savoya Computer. If you don't have Skype, simply go to the Force Field Podcast episodes page at theforcefield.net and click the Skype icon located on the right sidebar. The download is free, the call is free, and the show is free. And you can't beat free. So call in and dare to enter the Force Field. Starting any business takes time, money, and a clear vision. Starting a computer business also requires some technical training and expertise. The latter is a basic requirement before one even considers the possibility of starting a computer business of his or her own. But there is one thing you need in this business, and any business, that is vital to its success. Basic, everyday common sense for business. Or, as it is sometimes called, business sense. Matthew Rodella has learned a lot about the computer business. Matthew is an IT consultant and owner of Your Friendly Neighborhood Computer Guy, a helpful blog of tips and tricks for computer business owners. Matthew recently published an ebook called 20 Things You Can Do Right Now to Improve Your Computer Business, and it's available free at yfncg.com. Today we're going to talk with Matthew and learn about his ebook. We'll discover what inspired him to write it, find out what makes it different from other publications of its kind, and discuss how you can incorporate the first 10 tips listed in his ebook into your own business, as we begin with part one of a two-part series on 20 Tips to Improve Your Computer Business. And we're talking with Matthew Rodella. Hi, Matthew. Welcome to the Force Field.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Thanks for being on the show, Matthew. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I am a independent computer consultant as of about a year ago. What I do now is basically, just help people with their computer problems, small businesses and residential folks, and I do it on-site or remotely. I also run a blog called Your Friendly Neighborhood Computer Guy, and there I basically just blog about my experiences as an independent computer consultant.
All right. Well, Matthew, you have a website with a very interesting name, Your Friendly Neighborhood Computer Guy. It's been around for a few years, and I found your site sometime around 2008 or 2009, and the first time I saw the name, I thought it was aimed at the end user. So, you know, someone who needed computer repair, but that's not really who it's for. It's actually targeted at another demographic. Who's your site really made for?
Yeah, the site, Your Friendly Neighborhood Computer Guy, I started as basically a way to chronicle the starting of my business. It was one part to help me kind of get my head straight and figure out exactly, you know, what I was doing. I enjoy writing, and I feel like when I write down my thoughts, I have a better chance of following through with them and kind of getting them organized. So it was part that, and it was also partly a way for me to if there was some small way I could help out other techs who were thinking about going off on their own, by letting them know kind of the mistakes or the things that I did right, maybe that would help them out. So the name, you know, it kind of encompasses my philosophy of being about the customers first. You know, you want to be a friendly computer guy, and I, you know, really believe in kind of helping out your local community. So that's where the neighborhood comes in, and it just kind of all fit together like that.
Well, I've been following the site and watching it develop over the years, and it's grown quite a bit. You have a number of resources on your site for computer businesses, computer business owners, and one that really caught my attention and that we're going to talk about today is an ebook that you wrote called 20 Things You Can Do Right Now to Improve Your Computer Business. And this book contains 20 tips that IT business owners can use to make their businesses better. And before we get into the specific details about what the book covers, could you give us a little background on it? What inspired you to write the ebook?
Yeah, I had been, I'd been writing the blog for a number of years, since 2008. And I'd just been compiling all this information. Some of my blog posts I was really proud of. It had really good, pertinent information. Other blog posts, I kind of went off on tangents, and they weren't too great now that I look back at them. So what I wanted to do now that I'm, I quit my full-time job about a year ago, and I'm doing this full-time now. So I wanted to kind of spend the time to really compile some of the best things that I've learned while running my computer business and doing the blog. And I wanted to compile it all into a really easy to reference guide, something that I kind of wish would have been around when I started my business, and offer it to folks who came to my website.
Well, I was rather intrigued by the book for three reasons. One, it covers a lot of items I've mentioned in the past in the Force Field forums and on my blog and on my show. And two, the ebook is extremely well thought out, well written, and it's very well laid out, I must say.
Thank you.
And I think it's one of the best formatted, best looking ebooks I've seen in a long time. I think it's very well done. Now, the third reason is it's a free download. And yes, folks, the ebook is currently free, and you can't beat free.
I'm a big fan of it.
As you know, I am as well.
Yes.
Now, I've read the book, and I will tell you that it's only 27 pages long, but there is some great content here that's really worth the money. yet it's free. Why free?
Well, there's a couple reasons. One reason is that all of the information, or most of the information that's in the book, you can find on the website. The rest of the information that isn't on my website is freely available on other websites, like in your forums, also like on technibble.com and some of the other, computer tech business-centric websites. So I figured this was all stuff you can get for free anyways. What I was doing is I was just, as you said, kind of compiling it into a fancy package. And so that's the first reason. The second reason is I'm trying to build a community on Your Friendly Neighborhood Computer Guy, and so far it's been growing slowly. But what I've read and seen with technibble.com and some other sites is a good way to build a community is to get an email list going. And so I wanted to, have something of value to provide folks as a reason to sign up for the email list. And then my ultimate goal is to build a community, maybe start some forums of my own, and just have a resource, for folks who are wanting to start a computer business where they can come and they can find a lot of other techs who have various, levels of skill. And foster that community. And I thought having this ebook free would be a good way to get folks, involved in this community that I'm trying to build.
Well, I think it's an excellent start. You take one tip at a time and devote an entire page to discuss each one of them in detail. And each one of these tips does merit some discussion. I would like to go through now and talk about some of these. Let's take a look at a few of them, and starting off with the first one on the list, which is customer follow-ups. Now, you said here, and if you don't mind, I'm going to quote a couple of things from the book. Right first off, you say your biggest assets are your existing customers, and when you leave your first service call with a new customer, it's only the beginning of your relationship with them. I think that's something that a lot of techs actually forget.
Yeah, it's easy to forget. And it's something that I had read and I understood as a concept before I started my business full time. Once I started my business full time, I really realized like how that matters in practice. Because it's tough, it's tough getting new clients to your business, and you're constantly, marketing and trying to find new customers. When really, you could save some of that effort if you would just, work on fostering a relationship, a continued relationship with the customers you already have. They already trust you if you did a good job, the first time through. They know you, they're familiar with you, and the problem is sometimes there could be a lot of time between when you do the first service call with them and when they may need you again in the future. So what you want to do is try to prevent them from forgetting about you and going out and calling another tech. So you want to keep that relationship going, and that's kind of the catalyst of that first point there.
Well, that is key, because typically in any business, it's much cheaper to keep a customer than it is to go out and find a new one. And of course, once you lose a customer, that's a very expensive
even worse.
A very expensive loss, yes.
And then they can go off, and customers talk, and they talk to their friends. And so if you do a great job, they're going to refer you to their friends. And if you do a horrible job, they're going to tell their friends to stay away. So,
and some of the tips that you give in this are really, really simple. And some people that might read this is like, oh, well, that's not telling me anything. That's common sense stuff. And that's the key. A lot of this stuff really is common sense stuff, but it's amazing how many people in business really don't follow even the most basic of these.
Well, yeah, and it's tough because some of these things are obvious when you read them, but they're not intuitive as you're doing your day-to-day business, because you get so bogged down in all of the actual work you're doing and in all of the fires you have to put out that sometimes it's really tough to kind of rise above all of that and look holistically at your business and figure out, you know, some of these simple things you need to be doing. Honestly, I admit I'll pull out this ebook from time to time just to remind myself what I need to be doing, because this is not stuff that you think about normally.
Right. Right. Well, you know, one of the first things on the list is pretty much just say thank you. It's a very simple thing, a simple thank you. And you know, that's one of the things I used to do for my customers sometimes around the holidays. You know, I'd send out a card at the end of the year and say, hey, thank you for your business throughout the year. And it's amazing how many people would respond to that and say, hey, you know what? I've completely forgot. It's time for my annual tune-up on my PC, or I've got this bug on my system, or I need something new installed on it, or an upgrade. And this postcard, and I had many customers say this to me, this little postcard or this little greeting card actually reminded me to call you.
Yeah, exactly. So you're doing two things there. You're reminding them that you exist, and also you're kind of putting yourself above probably some of their past experiences with service providers who just, you know, come in, do the service and leave, and then you never hear from them again. So you're showing interest in the customer's well-being, and you're also, you know, kind of nudging them, saying, hey, I'm still here. In case you have anything going on with your computer, you know, give me a call.
Yeah. Well, moving along, we have the second item. You're talking about adding remote service options, and you give a number of different recommendations, and just you talk about that. And you know what? We actually just talked about this in the last two episodes of the Force Field, talking to Screen Connect, the people at Screen Connect, and talking about using Screen Connect to brand your business. And I'm not necessarily promoting Screen Connect per se. I mean, you have a lot of companies on the list here.
Sure.
But the point that we were making is that it's a way to kind of help brand your business, picking a remote service option. If you can kind of integrate it with your site, let people know that you have this available, and have a way for them to directly connect to you when they need it, rather than just give you a phone call and have you come out to service their machine. It's not only a time saver, but it also helps strengthen your relationship with your customer and helps build your brand.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll definitely have to check out Screen Connect. And I'm thinking about doing a version 2 and updating this ebook in the future. And I want to add more resources, so I'll definitely take a look at that. There are so many out there, and I just kind of picked the ones that I was most familiar with. But there's so many out there, and really, there's not one that's going to be the right fit for everybody.
You
got to go out there and do the research, and that's why I listed a bunch there, because I wanted to provide options. Each one has its own thing that it specializes in. There's different price points, different pricing options, like you pay monthly or you pay yearly or you just pay once. You can host it on your server. There are some that, you know, they host it in the cloud. Some that you do remote managing. Some that, you know, you can monitor the systems when you're not there. So there's just so many options, and you just got to kind of figure out what kind of service you want to provide, what your needs are, and then pick the service that fits those best.
Well, when it comes to remote service options and managed services and the like, there is really no one size fits all in that case. So choice is good.
Exactly.
Choice is good.
Yeah.
The next item here, start an email newsletter. I'm starting to see more people do that now. In the Force Field, we had a newsletter, and regrettably, I've kind of lapsed on that, primarily because the newsletter software that I was using that was kind of built into the site, we lost that, and I haven't gotten around to rebuilding that yet. And of course, we lost the list, newsletter list,
yeah.
And it's an opt-in list, so I'm going to have to go in and rebuild it. But we do have plans to rebuild that newsletter again. And I have, people kind of wondered, hey, you know, what happened in the newsletter? And if you've wondered, that's why. But this is another good point, another good tip.
Yeah, and that came to me because I'm a member. I've signed up for a couple email lists from different services. I think I'm trying to think of an example, tax preparation software online.
Yeah.
And it sends you an email before tax season every year saying, and it's not saying, hey, use our service again. What it's doing is it's saying, here are some tips for you to keep in mind. Here are the latest changes to the tax code and stuff like that. And what it's doing is it's providing value. Again, like the first thing we talked about, it's reminding the customer that you're still around, and you kind of want to do both of those things in tandem. You don't want to do one or without the other. So you want to provide value, and you want to say, hey, we're still around and we still provide this great service. And that's kind of what the email newsletter does. It keeps that relationship going with the customer.
Sure. Number four, you have send a survey, and you have a number of examples there of things you can ask on your survey, and kind of discuss how to set that up to go about organizing that. And number five, sending a gift. You know what? That's one thing that I suggested several times in the past, and you have some suggestions here. But one of the suggestions that I actually made, and I think was one of the first four or five episodes of The Force Field, and we were talking about marketing your business, and I had the suggestion of, one way to not only market your business, but to help keep existing customers is to say, make a CD with some software. And my example, I believe, was something like OpenOffice.org.
Okay.
You make a CD with that and send it off to your customers, but what you do is you do it on a CD writable printer. And then you can brand it with your own brand, with the name of your company. So, this is courtesy of whatever computer services and your contact information, then send it off for free. And I would suggest doing something like that around the holidays. And
yeah.
Once again, and then people have it and they have that physical CD there. Plus, you're giving them some real software, something they can really use, especially if you don't have something like Microsoft Office or something like that.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And nowadays, you could kind of take that to the next level with maybe a thumb drive or something. They're so cheap now. That's an excellent idea. That definitely fits in with that that topic.
See, number six, you've got Join Akerbell. That's the Association of Computer Repair and Business Owners. And, of course, we've had, Dan Hansen, an old friend of us over at the Force Field, and we've had him on the show. And not too long ago, we were announcing a magazine.
Yeah.
The Akerbell magazine.
Yeah. Dan's great. He's one of the first folks I kind of got in contact with in the industry after I purchased his book, Computer Repair Business Lessons Learned. Mm-hmm. And then I emailed him for something. I think there were supposed to be like some business documents that were included when you bought the book, and I didn't know where to find those, so I emailed him about that. And I was really impressed with the next day he sent me an email back. He told me exactly where to go. He kind of showed an interest in my business, in myself, and really kind of reached out to me, and that really meant a lot. So he's been kind of a model for how I run my website at Your Friendly Neighborhood Computer Guy, really trying to help techs out. And that's what he's doing with Akerbell, providing resources for computer technicians and their businesses. So I definitely wanted to make sure to highlight that in the ebook as well.
And in number seven, you have Go Green, and that's a whole section on pretty much the environmental side of things here. I won't go too far into it now. I suggest that everyone pick up the ebook so they can read further on some of this. I'm going to skip through some of this stuff for time.
Sure. So, yeah, no problem. There's a lot there.
Yeah. Number eight, offering recurring service plans, like computer maintenance plans and backup services. And you would think, that's something that you would think is a no-brainer there. But a lot of guys who are saying, I'm here to fix your computer and leave.
Yeah. that's something I didn't know about when I first started. That didn't occur to me. I thought computer repair business was just that. You go into a house, you fix a computer, and you leave. So it was only a few months after I started my business part time that I, you know, came across the concept of you know, there's the service plan or the maintenance plan or managed services and that sort of thing. So I know it's not something that's immediately apparent to everybody who starts a business, because it wasn't that way to me. So I wanted to include that.
Yeah. Yeah. And number 9, improve your documentation. Now this, we could have a whole show on this one. That's there's, I know guys that walk in there without any kind of contract, any kind, no forms and nothing. They say, "Hey, I'm here to fix your computer," and then leave.
Yeah,
as we were saying, and you know, that's the sort of thing. The documentation you can't really skimp on, and that can be very, very important to you in the future, especially if you know, if you have to go back and review, or the customer calls you up and says, "Hey, what about this?"
Yeah,
I'm not going to go into great detail on it right now because, you know, for time. But I suggest once again, pick this up, read through it. It sounds very basic, but you know what? There's a lot to that. There really is. And number 10, make a Facebook page. And a lot of people start groaning now. But, but you know what? The social media aspect of this, it's not... You know, Facebook may or may not go away, but social media in general, I think it's pretty much here to stay in one form or another. And I think it's a good idea to at least look at that as a way to market your business.
Yeah, I mean, it's so simple it takes like 5-10 minutes to throw up a quick business page. And really the key to all this, especially the social media stuff, is you want to be where your customers are. And Facebook is where everyone's hanging out now online, and so you want to be there, just like you want to, you know, send the follow up like we talked about. You want to have that email newsletter that you send out. Some folks, you know, don't like checking email, or they get too many emails to pay attention to them. But they might be, you know, on Facebook every day at lunch or something. So you want to have your business presence there, reach out to your customers there, and promote, you know, different things that are going on in your business.
In our next episode, we'll continue our discussion with Matthew and hear more of his tips for computer business owners. We'll go through the last 10 tips in his ebook, discuss the importance of each one, and how you can use them in the daily management of your own computer business. In the meantime, you can download his ebook free at yfncg.com. Download it today so you can follow along with us in our next episode of The Force Field, as we conclude with part 2 of a 2-part series on 20 Tips to Improve Your Computer Business. Well, folks, our time is up. I would like to thank everyone for listening, my kids for allowing me to do this without interruptions, and my wife for just putting up with me. If you would like to comment on the program, you can email me at rick@theforcefield.net or visit our website at www.theforcefield.net. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and do not represent The Force Field, Savoia Computer, or advertisers. All music on the show is original and was written and performed by Brother Rancid and the Brand New Pygmies. Our announcer is Felix DeCat. The show is produced and distributed by Savoia Computer. For The Force Field, I'm Rick Savoia. May The Force Field be with you.